Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
you. on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
I wanna know you. to me. I wanna know you more. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. I wanna.
Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, O God. We magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory and honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. And we say, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. We cannot make it without you. We need you every second, every minute, every hour. It is so great to be in your presence. We bless your name, Jesus. We adore you. We worship you. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. We welcome you. We greet you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We surrender our lives to you. Take preeminence in our lives. Holy Spirit, our helper, our guide, our teacher, our friend, our comforter, lead us, guide us. Spirit of truth, open our eyes. Holy Spirit, show us. Holy Spirit, reveal Jesus Christ to us in a remarkable way. Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Breathe on us, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Let your light shine. Holy Spirit, show us, lead us, guide us, Holy Ghost. We love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. We come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you for mercy, Lord. Forgive us, O God. We repent of things that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Forgive us, God. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. We pray for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray not only for mercy for ourselves, mercy for our spouses, mercy for our children, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God, for great-grand, those who have great-grand, mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, we cry out for mercy. Mercy for our siblings and our spouses. Mercy for our nieces and nephews. Lord, have mercy upon us. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Mercy. Father God, we release the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways in the blood of Jesus, the cyberspace, the networks, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We soak our children, our homes, our spouses, our family members, everyone under the sound of our voice, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak every cell, tissue, organ, systems in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for a refreshing. We pray, O God, for refreshing. Thank you, Lord. Refresh us, O God. Let the dew of heaven rest upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh, refresh us. Heal us. Deliver us. Set us free in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Isaiah 43, verse 3 to 4. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willow by the water courses. Isaiah 43, verse 3 to 4. 1 Samuel 16, 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Psalm 133, 1 to 3. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded a blessing, even life forevermore. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring your word forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Father, I hide behind the cross, all of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. This is such a simple and a great message. And the Lord wants me to release this morning, I'll pour out blessings. He wants a pour out blessing. An oil of blessing poured out, a poured out blessing, and an oil of blessing poured out. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants to release those blessings upon yourself, you and your family members, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When we honor the Lord, when we are obedient to the Lord, He pours out His blessing upon our family, on our offsprings, our children, our seeds, upon our land, upon all that we put our hands to do. And this is what the Lord wants to do. If you receive what He's speaking to you, I gave you the scripture. Pour out blessings upon you, upon your family, upon your offspring, upon your possession, upon all. Put your hands to. Hallelujah. These blessings are released upon you because you honor the Father. You are in obedience to Him. And so because you honor Him and you are being obedient to Him, He wants to pour out His blessings upon you. Hallelujah. The blessings is according to how much you have released to the Lord. If you release your heart, your whole heart to the Lord, then you get an overflow of His blessings in the name of Jesus. If you have released your whole heart to the Lord. What do I mean? Have you allowed Him to work in your heart? You have said, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. And because if you have done that, then there's a blessing, the pour out blessing comes to an overflow. But if you have been selective, sometimes we don't give God everything. We keep some for ourselves. Then your pour out blessing is selective. That's why it's good to give God your all and all. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Romans 12, 1 to 2. Hallelujah. Let's go to Romans 12, 1 to 2 so you can see where the Spirit of God is speaking. Because sometimes we look at people and we want to know why this person is getting more than this person. Or why I pray and I see this person getting more than I, and I fast and pray. You might be fasting and praying and everything, but you might not have given God your all. Your all. You're still keeping some for yourself. Because there's something about us human beings, we want to have control over ourselves. We want to have control over our destiny and our purpose. We have to surrender into the Lord and walk by faith and not by sight. So Romans 12 wants to say, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Holy and acceptable. And he said in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How do you renew your mind? You renew your mind through reading and studying the word of God. Hallelujah. And apostle, I read and study the Bible, but you have to allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate your mind so you can see and understand the scriptures. Because you can read your Bible day in and day out. If you do not have a revelation, then you're wasting time. You need to allow the Holy Ghost to open your eyes, to illuminate your eyes, so your mind is being renewed. The things you used to do, you do them no more. Hallelujah. And it comes automatically because you have presented your body as a living sacrifice. It's no more you, but Christ that lives inside of you. So you, it's not your way or your will. It is, Lord, let thy will be done in my life. Amen, in the name of Jesus. And when you can come to that point, and it's not an easy point to come to. Because a lot of times it's hard for us. But when you can come to that point, then you have a poured out blessing to an overflow. And everyone wants that. But if you're selective and say, oh God, I will give you that, I will not give you that, then your blessings are selective. It's like a faucet. You put the faucet on its flow, and when your blessing is selective, it's like drops and drops. So it is all about the condition of your heart. Are you going to allow God to take over your heart, your matters of our heart? Will you come to the Father with a pure heart, with a whole heart, and receive grace in time of need? Apostle, what do you mean by pure heart? When you pure heart is you're coming to God honestly. You're not coming to God dishonestly. You're coming to God, even if there's naked, you're confessing, you're being real before him. You don't need to be real. If you don't want to be real before your pastor, no. But be real before the Lord in your closet. Let the Lord show you who you are. That means he said, Lord, look, I surrendered. And then God shows you, show us who we are. Really, really who we are in that mirror. And it's a moment between you and God, between me and God and you. And the Holy Spirit will reveal things to you that is not pleasing to the Father. Sometimes you think you're doing all the right things, but there are some hidden things that we have in our hearts. And sometimes you don't even know it's hidden, but the Holy Spirit will reveal to you. Sometimes it's envy, it's jealousy, it's pride, it's haughtiness, it's judgment, judgmental, being judgmental. There's so many different things. The Holy Spirit will reveal. And when he reveals that, what do? You repent, and you, I'm not talking just lip service. You truly repent because God has shown you. You have come openly and honestly to him, and he has shown you who you are, and that, and you want that transformation. You want that change because you really, really desire. You have that passion to be with the Lord, not a form of godliness, but you have that desire. So you see, God looks at the heart of man. God sees our hearts. He sees our deficiency. He sees our weaknesses. But what do with your weaknesses? You release your weaknesses to him. When you release your weaknesses, that means you have come before him openly and honestly. And you, what is, he takes the heart of stone and gave you, he takes the heart of stone and gave you that heart of flesh that the Spirit of God can flow through. And you allow him to work within your heart. And when you do that, you receive a poured out blessing. That oil, the oil of blessing poured out that was poured on David. What does the oil do when God pours, release that oil of blessing upon you? It flows down from your head to your feet. It comes from heaven and it's poured out over you. It is poured out, the oil of blessing poured out over your life. It fills every part of your life. Hallelujah. All the, you know, when you can't open a door, there's something and people put oil on it, it's an easy way to open it. Hallelujah. Because he pours out that blessing and you can feel it and you can sense it. Because what happened? It attracts good things to you. Good things are come towards you when he pours out that blessing. And what happened? Negative things move away from you. Sometimes when he pours out that blessing, if your spirit is very sensitive, when he pours out the oil upon you, you can smell it. With your spiritual senses, when you learn to be learn to notice your spiritual senses. Hallelujah. So that poured out oil attracts good and repels the evil. That's why somebody might have a pour out oil on them, blessing, and the next person next to them will receive it. Hallelujah. And the reason is because both of you are at a different standing with the Lord. What does the oil do? The oil causes everything to work together smoothly. Everything to work. So there's unity, there's oneness, there's no friction. It causes relationships to be at peace. Relationships with friends, relationship with family, relationship with your children. That means your relationship with others, relationship becomes smooth, no more friction. And then this, then he also pours a blessing of prosperity. His all of blessing brings forth prosperity and blessing. These times, hallelujah, it flows upon your life. That's the oil of blessing. So what am I saying to you this morning? There's unity. Then we talk about unity in the spirit. When we're not in unity in the spirit and we're against one another, or we have something against one another, maybe we might not say it, but God sees our hearts. And he knows our hearts. When there's friction going on. And so that's why we have to really be careful, because it can stop the flow of your blessings. God wants us to dwell in unity, oneness, the body of Christ to be one. Yes, I'm different, you different, the other person different, but the common thing is Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Father. Hallelujah. You may not like certain things about me. I may not like certain things about you. There might be some personality differences. And so what do? You take it to God in prayer. Because God is no respecter of person. Just as he loves you, he loves the other person. And you ask him to intervene. So whatever relationship is going wrong, that it can come into peace. Because Jesus is our peace. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So then we begin to walk in his holiness, purity of heart and mind. And then we feel that inner flow of the river of life within us. Hallelujah. Then you feel the utter flow of blessings upon you. And there is the healing flow of the Lord's all down over you, which makes all things right and restore all things. So what I'm saying, this poured out blessing and all of blessing poured out to get out, that's what the Lord wants to release upon you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes we're not even in unity with our own person, our own self. The body not in unity with the spirit not in unity with the soul. We have to come in unity and oneness in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And learn to respect one another in Christ Jesus and love one another. Love us. So this morning, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of Jesus Christ, I release a pour of blessing upon each and every one. A pour of blessing in your life. In the name of Jesus, pour of blessing. And Lord, I release the oil of blessing. Let it be poured on us in the name of Jesus. Let it be poured on us, and let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified and honored. Take this scripture and run with it, these scriptures I gave you, and receive your poured out blessings. Give God, you don't want God to give you a little, you want him to give you an overflow. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, amen and amen, hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. In the name of Jesus, not by my might or power, but by your spirit. Thank you for your word going forth. Thank you for your word touching the lives of others in the name of Jesus. We bless you, O God. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing. Thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Those that are sick, heal them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your holy angels being with us 24/7. We thank you for divine angelic assistance. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, we bless your name. We praise you. Thank you for your poured out blessings. Thank you for your all of blessing. In Jesus' name, give us a testimony. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Good morning again. Thank you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Walk in your poured out blessing and receive it and rejoice in the Lord. God bless you.